This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana Republican Governor Greg Gianforte is flexing his muscles in a bully pulpit. Gianforte has replaced an American Civil Liberties Union of Montana representative on a state criminal justice commission with someone from a religious, conservative-leaning organization. Last Friday, just days before the group's next meeting, the ACLU representative, Henry Seaton, was told that he would not be reappointed. Instead, what had previously been his seat, designated by state law for a representative of civil rights advocates, would instead go to Jessica Flint, the state government relations manager at the conservative group named the Alliance Defending Freedom, or ADF. That group, headquartered in Arizona, is an organization, quote, committed to protecting religious freedom, the sanctity of life, marriage, and family and parental rights, unquote. The 18-member Criminal Justice Oversight Council is made up of a mix of legislators, attorneys, law enforcement officials, and representatives from groups that interact regularly with the criminal justice system. The CJOC spends the months between legislative sessions reviewing criminal justice legislation and how laws impact communities, the incarcerated, and people recently released from jail or prison. The council was first created through 2017 legislation on a temporary basis. It was then renewed in 2019 to continue, and since then, the governor has appointed a representative from the ACLU to every interim sessions council. But now, Gianforte has kicked out the ACLU representative. An email sent last Friday by conservative Republican Montana Lieutenant Governor Kristen Juris to the ACLU representative Henry Seaton informed him of his ouster. Seaton said he was surprised and pretty sad to hear the news and that he was not given an explanation. Seaton expressed concern that the ADF does not bring to the table expertise in defending basic constitutional rights for incarcerated people, or experience navigating the many layers of the corrections and criminal justice systems. Previous ACLU member Seaton said, "I worry that because of their lack of experience, civil rights are not going to be advocated for as effectively as they would be with an organization like the ACLU, who has that deep history of advocating in this venue in particular," Seaton said. The new conservative religious member Flint introduced herself to fellow council members at her first CJOC meeting the same day, saying that her organization, ADF, prioritizes work that protects the free exercise of religion, but that work is also anti-transgender, anti-women's rights, and anti-public education. During his terms as governor, the Republican Gianforte has signed into law a slate of bills that aim to restrict abortion access and others that curb the rights of transgender individuals. Many have been struck down or are currently blocked by the courts while legal cases play out. Some of those cases involve the ACLU and ADF, both of which have been involved in various types of legal action involving the state of Montana. ADF has either represented the state and the Republican Gianforte administration or filed amicus briefs in cases on abortion access, transgender women in sports, school choice, and the routing of public dollars to religious groups. Earlier this month, a district court judge determined that the state of Montana should pay tens of thousands of dollars in attorney's fees to ACLU lawyers who successfully challenged a 2023 law defining sex as binary. The former ACLU member Seaton on the Criminal Justice Oversight Council suspected that some of these political realities influenced Gianforte's decision to fill the civil rights advocate's seat with someone from ADF instead of the ACLU. Seaton said, "This is not the right venue for political choices to be made like this. This is a venue for stakeholders who can really get into the weeds on these policies. Because this choice feels politically motivated, what kind of trend does that set for our other institutions?" This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.